Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and happy rainy morning in Trevose. Andy Cohn.
What? Yeah?
Happy.
I was just making fun of Joe.
I know. It's staring daggers at me. What did I do?
Andy Cohn.
Knocked the hell out of your microphone.
What's the big news in Counselor today?
The big news? Mm-hmm. I'll read the news in a few minutes after Joe leads me into it.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
You'll have to wait to hear.
It's very... Never mind.
Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages magazine, is here. What's the cover story of Advantages next month?
I don't remember. It's the apparel issue, right?
You
December.
Guys are really on your toes. I've never worked with them more.
Too much turkey.
I'm on my toes. I'm just not giving it away. Too much turkey.
All right, Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is
I'm
in
here.
The house.
I am.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Michelle Bell, editor of Supply Global Resource.
Hi there.
Is back. And a whole new department over here in the tech area. Brewster is manning the tech booth for his very first time. Congratulations.
Alone.
And
very
good
first
luck.
Time on his own.
And Samantha is going to answer your phone calls. If you're tired of hearing Vinny's voice, call Samantha, 215-953-4979. Today's call-in topic is planning tips for 2012. If you're looking for ways to gear up for next year and make it a profitable one, call us, 215-953-4979. Joe, what will we give you if we put you on the air?
$25 Visa gift card, which is great this time of year. You can use it for your holiday gift giving.
Or a little nice holiday cozy lunch.
Yes, Kathy.
With Kathy. All right. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
All right. We have 5 trends shaping the future of work. The top advertising trends for 2012. Andy's going to take a look at them. And there's this fun seasonal soup can out there that Kathy's going to let us know what's going on with that. We have 11 fears holding you back at work and in your personal life. And also how to get your landing page to get you more sales. We have our favorite things and some other topics we want to get to. But
tattoos,
first,
apparently.
Tattoos and corporate and other corporate news.
Who here has a tattoo? Raise your hand. Oh, just Michelle. Okay.
One.
I have 4.
She has 4, yeah.
4.
What does that one tattoo say?
And moving on.
What does that one tattoo
say? All right, Andy, give us the news.
I'm not sure how I can follow that up. All right, we begin this morning with some top 40 wheeling and dealing. Top 40 distributor Kayser and Blair made a splash just before the holiday weekend when it announced that LA-based The Singleton Company has associated with it. The deal adds 17 salespeople to Kayser's ranks, along with about $7 million in business. More big company deals now. Top 40 supplier ADG Promotional Products has acquired the Deerfield Calendar and Greeting Cards lines. The Deerfield business will transfer to ADG as of January 1, and it will be paired with ADG's existing Windmill Planners division. On to retail sales news from the Thanksgiving weekend. ShopperTrack, a retail research and consulting firm, reported that Black Friday sales increased 6.6% over last year. Further, the National Retail Federation said sales for the 4 days starting with Thanksgiving shot up 16% from 2010, and even I was out there adding to the Black Friday coffers. Plus, good news on the marketing front. A new study shows that a majority of marketers increased spending and expanded customer acquisition efforts in the third quarter. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
We have some new products, including a pair of gloves, winter gloves, that have been designed so people can operate all their touchscreen equipment without having to take their gloves off.
Touch screen paraphernalia?
Sure. If you're waiting for a taxi cab or you're waiting for a bus outside, you don't take your gloves off to answer that iPhone.
All right. Well, thanks, Andy and Joe. We're going to take callers now. Give us a call, 215-953-4979. We're going to talk about how to gear up for 2012. And on line two, we have James. Good morning, James.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, James?
Waterbury, Connecticut.
All right. So what's your question today?
So I've never put together a business plan before. I kind of just fly by the seat of my pants.
And uh-oh.
Yeah.
Good, James.
I know. And I want to do one for next year. I know I should. And I'm just wondering where to begin. What things do I need to include?
Andy Cohn's your man.
You're looking. Everybody's looking at me. All right, James. There's a few areas that you have to get into a business plan. First is revenue projections. You know, look at your past year or 2 years, whatever, however long you can go back, and decide how you can increase from that for the coming year. Plan it out by month and quarter so that you have a reasonable assessment of what your tally will be throughout the year. So that's revenues. You also want to look at expenses. You know, take a closer look at your fixed and also unfixed costs, so things that you don't necessarily have on a monthly basis to pay. Lastly, I think a good business plan takes a longer view of your own business and your market as a whole. So think probably about 3 to 5 years out and try to see how your revenues could be impacted by the changing economy in your local market or new companies coming into your market or, you know, top sectors to sell to. You know, take a sort of assessment of the opportunities that you have within the next 3 to 5 years and see how that could impact your business.
You know, one of the things I would also do is use social media if you want to connect with other distributors to find out how they develop their business plans and sorts of things that they put in there and try to find the ones that have been successful with them, you know, get some ideas from them of what you really need to put in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good resources online, not just from other distributors. That is a great point, Joe. But also the Small Business Administration has a whole section of their website on basically how to put a small business plan together.
Well, and let's not forget the ASI Online Learning Center, asicentral.com/online learning, has a course. How to write a business plan.
That's right. I think I may even
check it out.
You know, one of the things I would keep in sight, and I don't think James has a problem with this, since he's been flying by the seat of his pants. He looks like he's a doer, not a, you know, a planner. But we spoke with a distributor years ago. Remember the startup article we had, Andy?
Absolutely.
And the distributor that I was talking to over the course of a year, she got so mired down in her business plan that she couldn't step away from it. Her business failed because of that. She never actually got down to doing anything in her plan. She kept revising and revising and tightening everything up. So, you know.
That's silly.
Write it, get it done, do it.
That's a good point that James should take note of. A business plan should also be flexible, you know, and you can't stick to it so religiously that it guides every last thing you do. So as your market changes, as opportunities in front of you are shifting, then you can change your business plan accordingly.
And if you want to raise more capital, mm-hmm. the banks are going to see that.
Well, James, hope that gives you some good ideas. So thanks for calling and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thank you.
Have a good day. On line 4, we have Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. I've been in this business for 20 years, and I at one point was doing $500,000 a year, and one of the things we were doing then were employee award programs, which was great because we knew at the beginning of the year we had $150,000 worth of revenue walking in the door throughout the year, which we could depend on that business. Now I don't have any of those employee award programs, and I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions on how you get to the right people to do the employee award programs, because I know a lot of large companies, well, and small companies are doing them, and I seem to have a hard time getting the right people to get that opportunity.
Well, first question I have is did they give you a reason why they stopped doing the employee award program?
It's kind of a long story, but there were two of us that were promotional product distributors doing business for this company, and they had an internal battle, and our group lost. So it isn't anything we did wrong. It was just a matter of the way things happened.
Well, you're smart to look at that market because employee awards and incentives are coming back really strongly right now. It's definitely and the margins can be really good in that. What types of people and companies are you contacting to try to get this business?
Well, we work with everything from public companies to electrical co-ops, credit unions. We just have a vast majority, I guess, of customers. Retirement communities are another place where we have found some niche.
I think I would start with HR people at the corporate clients that you're talking about. Certainly have HR departments that probably make some of the purchasing decisions when it comes to promotional products and awards and things like that. They might not have the budget say, but they have probably the purchasing say on, you know, what's going to be bought, what's going to be bought, and who they're going to buy it from. So, you know, maybe presenting some case studies of things that you've done in the past with clients and how they've worked for their companies as far as rewards and recognition programs are concerned. I think that would help. It helps that you've done these programs before, so I would leverage that. But I think HR, your question about who to go to, I think HR people are probably the best if you can't get to the top officers of companies.
And what about a sales manager, whoever mm-hmm. plans yeah. the annual sales incentive? Usually, you know, a sales incentive trip or something comes with an award ceremony mm-hmm. that someone's got to get together.
It comes with a whole boatload of promotional
products.
You've
been on lots of incentive trips with your husband.
Yeah. But also I was going to say, don't just think of employee rewards. Think of customer rewards and talk to your marketing departments and your PR departments and also sales departments. Mm-hmm. Think of client rewards and incentives. And also Andy Counselor just did the big wellness incentive mm-hmm. article. That's a great place to work with people on incentives too.
Sure, and just not sales and market, but also think of the manufacturing companies, those employees, how long can they go without a lost
man hour?
Just
right.
safety programs there yep. as well. So, you know, they can all culminate at the end of the year or right. you can do them throughout the year. Build a plan for them. Show them what the incentive program can do, not just try to sell them plaques or T-shirts, whatever it is. Show them what it can do for them and how they can structure a plan that will track things throughout the year
mm-hmm.
and the benefit that will be for them.
Great. Well, that's good advice. I have another question if you have time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other thing I'm finding with some of my accounts is that we are losing wearables business because they are turning their employees to Lands' End so that they're giving them their logo and they can order directly from Lands' End. I don't think we're in a position, because we're very small, to set up company stores. Do you have any idea how I could compete with that?
You might want to show them some of the industry private labels that compare to the Lands' End, the quality of the Lands' End, and you'll probably be able to get that at a better price. So, I mean, that's an option.
And I would also guess that you'd be able to provide personalized service and special, you know, services that Lands' End would not be able to provide.
Right.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you very much.
Good luck. See you on the line for your Visa gift card. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
And on line 5, we have Joe. Wow, there's another Joe in the house.
Uh-oh.
Good morning,
Was that
Joe.
Legal?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, during the last ASI show, I went to one of the sessions about hiring new employees, and they gave some good suggestions on where to find, such as college students, retirees, sometime, and looking to kind of expand your sales staff. But one question I have is, with doing that, a lot of times when you're offering, because I right now can't paying a salary plus commission, and when you offer, you know, commission only, you know, it's not attractive. Do you have any suggestions as far as other things to do when out trying to find more sales staff, or at least one? I'm not looking to totally just enlarge it, but I would like to have one or two right now to kind of try to build a business.
Andy Counselor does his annual compensation study, and you always highlight several different, you know, pay plans that people use. I think in commission only being very popular, certainly. What would you suggest to Joe?
Well, Joe, I wouldn't shy away from the 100% commission. You may want to attract somebody with the idea of a sort of earlier draw to some of that commission. So, you know, maybe 50% of the draw comes, upon order as opposed to on payment. There's different things with how you could spread the payments out to people so that they're getting paid maybe a little bit earlier than 100% commission normally provides. But if you're in a situation where you can't afford salary to begin with, then I would just go to the market with 100% commission and probably realize that there are a lot of good people out there that are looking for jobs that even provide that.
Mm-hmm.
And you could find people, recent college graduates or even part-time people that are willing to sell for that. And, it might take a little bit extra effort to identify those people. But if you're not wanting to take in the overhead of salary, then I would go with that. And then offer an earlier draw, and also if a year down the line you tell somebody when they're hired that a year later if you hit certain targets that some of that commission will turn into salary, and then that wouldn't be as bad of an overhead for you because you would look at it more of a sort of fixed revenue, because a person would have to guarantee essentially that they'd be acquiring that revenue for the company.
What is normally the average percentage that's paid to commission?
You mean percentage to the salesperson?
Yes.
You know, it really varies. 50-50 can be common, but lately it's actually heading more towards 55-65-60% towards a company. So, you know, 45-40 to the person. But it depends on the company. It really does vary. If you're going 100% commission initially, then you'd have to up that for sure.
Okay.
Well, good luck, James. Thanks so much for calling, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
That was Joe.
I mean, I'm sorry. Joe, James, we have a lot
James
of James.
James was the earlier caller.
Good luck, Joe. Thank you. On line one, we have Erica. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's your question?
I was wondering if it's too early to start planning for 2000 events with my clients. For instance, they have
2012, you mean?
Yeah, for 2012. What did I say?
2000. That's past.
Okay, maybe it's a little late for 2000 events. Yeah, I meant 2012. They have an annual sales conference in May. I was wondering if it's too soon to start talking to them about that.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely
not.
No, it's never too early to start planning, you know. You don't want to, you know, bombard them with things, but just get them to start thinking about it, maybe develop some plans for them, what they may want to do for the events, different than what they did last year. Contact them once a month, and they'll know that you're really there working for them, so that when you get to that event, you're not going to be doing things the last minute. There's no rush for them.
You can also get products on sale now from suppliers because mm-hmm. they're trying to weed out their inventory, so you can get a lot of great stuff
clearance,
at a discount
yep.
price.
Yeah, okay. So now is the time,
you
Erica.
Know, and okay. also look at the calendar, see what else they have coming up, you know, that they want to keep an eye out. Maybe they haven't done something, a special, you know, anniversary coming up for the company that they haven't thought about doing anything yet. Get them thinking about that now so maybe they can put it into a budget if they didn't develop their budget yet.
Yeah, I think it's also a good excuse to talk to them about what else is going on in 2012. You know, now's a great time to be talking to your clients about planning for their 2012 promotion. So if you know that one of your clients has this event in May, you know, what else do they have? What else is possibly going on in the first quarter or even the third quarter? You know, you're not necessarily planning third quarter promotions out at this point, but for you to know about it and then start coming up with ideas and being able to bid on some of those possible promotions would be great.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, well, good luck and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Thanks for calling, Erica. We're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, Michelle is going to tell us five trends that are shaping the future of work.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-857-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where we're going to talk about the future of work. Michelle's got some trends for us this morning. Michelle, what are the biggest ones?
Actually, there are five here that I'm going to post on the website, but I'm only going to go over three. The first one is the growing shortage of skilled workers. I know it may sound surprising with employment hovering at around 9%, but there's a real shortage in skilled labor, and that's really going to come to the forefront in the next few years. The evidence is based on current demographic trends, which indicate a declining birth rate in industrialized countries combined with an aging population that's heading to retirement. You know, it's interesting, Jonathan Isaacson, who spoke at our Power Summit, made the point, which I thought was interesting, you know, how many kids grow up today saying they want to be seamstresses or they want to work in a factory? You know, that's going to be a real problem in coming years, that there won't be enough people to work in those positions. Next, the rise of the temp. And I'm reading a lot about this recently. Temp agencies are doing really well in this economy because companies do not want to commit to full-time workers. So that's something to keep an eye on. And the last one is the rise of the millennials. And this is, of course, people born between 1980 and 2000. This generation will make up 90 million prospective workers and is motivated differently from previous generations. They expect work to be part of their lives, but not to define who they are. Yet they also expect meaning in their jobs and are not interested in paying their dues. Cue Joe's head exploding.
Right. I think it did.
Kids today.
Yeah. Go get a neck tattoo.
We're going to have more of these trends online.
Yes, we'll post them online.
ASICentral.com/radio.
That Rise of the Temp trend, that's really a big trend. And it's one that distributors can really take advantage of because not
Absolutely.
Just calling on temp firms. That's a great market to call on for sure. But they can also be that kind of temp for many companies that have either – you know, cut down some of their marketing budgets or have released some of their marketing people. So, you know, don't be afraid to offer your services in ways that maybe you hadn't done before as far as marketing services, not just promotional products.
There are currently 10 million contingent workers, which is temp workers. It's a lot.
A lot of distributors and suppliers actually are also hiring temps to manage their social networks, you know, to come
That's
in
true.
And mm-hmm. post things.
And you could do that.
Yeah, and they're, you know, paying them, you know, a decent, you know, but reasonable wage to do it. And that's been very helpful for a lot of people. Well, speaking of trends, Andy's got some top advertising trends for 2012.
Yeah, I have a few here. It's a report that came out from marketing firm, Euro RSCG Worldwide. And they identified, I think, 5 or 6 trends for advertising in 2012. I'm going to give you a few here, and we'll post the rest to our website at asicentral.com/radio. The first is reality advertising. A lot of big companies are looking to, as they say here, keep it real. They cite the Levi's commercial that's set in sort of depressed Braddock, Pennsylvania, and it features real people, and they're not showing the sort of affluent side of things, but trying to appeal to sort of people's down home real sensibilities, let's say. Yeah, I sit down home. The second is interactive ads. Obviously, we see a lot of interactive ads, but companies are really trying to figure out ways to not just put a TV ad campaign together, but rather an ad campaign on TV that also ties to print, that also ties to digital, that also ties to mobile. I think that this is a trend that distributors can also take advantage of. Promotional products are obviously a part of that. How can we tie in promotions to companies' overall ad plans? And they're really trying to be interactive and go at a bunch of different media as they're doing that. The last is big marketers really trying to go local, pitching tents, putting up tents at local fairs, trying to get to people really, you know, one-to-one where they are. And that's a really big opportunity for promotional products providers. Obviously, they're often handing out promotional products at things like that. So talk to big marketers and big companies about their sort of local marketing plans. They're doing a lot of it, and that trend is really increasing, the type of event marketing where you see a lot of street teams and people really trying to connect with their target audience on that very personal one-on-one level.
All right, we're going to put more of these trends online at asicentral.com/radio. Kathy, 'tis the season for soup.
It is.
'Tis the season to be jolly.
And soup. Soup makes me jolly.
Then it's your season, Andy.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's happening with soup cans these days?
Well, what happened in October was Heinz in the UK partnered with We Are Social in order to increase its social media presence and sales. And what they did was, instead of sending your friend a get well card if they were suffering from some kind of illness, you could send them a personalized soup can of either cream of tomato or chicken soup. And Heinz would actually put the name of your sick friend in a little message and send it to the person within 3 to 4 days.
I love this. It's a great strategy.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and they built up their Facebook.
We could do that in this industry.
We
for sure.
sure could.
Totally, totally. So, like, they increased their Facebook likes, and also it created a flurry of activity on Twitter. So it was a win-win for everybody, the sick friends included.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Although in the 3 to 4 days, they may have been better by then.
Well,
but you got a can of soup, Andy.
But Andy, everyone could use a can of soup.
Well, if you have swine flu, that's
a great
like
idea,
a 10-day
actually.
Thing. Although it's not really popular.
You speak
right
from
now.
Experience, I guess.
Well, no, my daughter had swine flu 2 years ago.
I think it is, though. That sort of personalization trend is really good. That's a great.
I mean, everybody loves to receive something personalized.
Yeah.
That's good news for the industry.
And that's also a great like online and offline campaign. They
Definitely.
Do it, both, you know, physical product in somebody's hand, but also, you know, you had to go through an online mechanism
right.
to get it. So that's a really smart campaign.
Mm-hmm. All right. Michelle is going to tell us 11 fears that are holding us back.
Let's see who has some
successful.
Of these fears.
And I bet you that each of us have at least one of these
yes,
fears.
Yes, I have identified.
I fear nothing.
Well,
she's already pre-selected
fears
our fears. This
that
is exciting.
Each of us do not have. So, for example, fear of speaking. That would not be Michelle.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen.
Yeah. Fear of compromising integrity. I don't have that so much. Fear of being alone. Andy. No, no, no. Andy who craves to be alone.
I could be alone. 24-7, all might be
Andy's
good.
Andy's the Greta Garbo of our department. Just wants to be left alone.
Garbo.
Melinda, fear of leading. I would say that you do not have that. And Kathy, fear of inadequacy. And that would be...
fear of what?
Yeah, I'm going to second this.
Because she puts out, 58 issues a year? You're anything but inadequate.
But also... No, fear
of Kathy, don't give a crap.
Honey Badger.
Don't give a crap at all.
But Kathy's a confident person, too.
She is.
She looks. She gets up every day and looks in the mirror. And what do you say, Kathy?
I say, I'm adorable.
See? So she totally doesn't have a fear of inadequacy. And that's
and
the
then
actual
she says, truth. It's just a steer. Steve, where's my glasses? I can't see.
No, and Steve goes, and modest, too.
That's one of the scariest revelations that this
Didn't
show has
Didn't I tell you to do
ever,
that? I tell all my friends to do that every day.
I'm going
to
start doing
I get
that.
Up and I say, thank God I'm still alive.
All right, Michelle, what are some of the other common fears that are holding people back from success?
I really have no witty rejoinder for that comment from Kathy. There are a couple, and, you know, fear of encroachment, fear of power, fear of failure, of course, fear of vulnerability. The main theme, though, and we'll post these online, is, for example, fear of speaking. Many people fear public speaking more than any other activity. That's a huge fear of people. Kathy, I have that, in fact. But if you master a skill like that, you'll command the attention and respect and get the success that you deserve. So these are all fears that really not only hold you back in your personal life, but hold you back in your professional life as well. And there are some great tips for each one as far as how to overcome them.
All right. Check that out on asicentral.com/radio. Kathy, market share is something everybody wants more of. How can you get more market share?
Well, obviously, stay relevant through innovation, and a great way to gain market share is to be innovative and creative. So listen carefully when you're chatting with friends, watching the news, or even listening to your kids talk about what they like. The key is to, you know, be observant. When you go to the mall, be observant what's popular at retail. It's going to be popular in this industry, too. Respond to customers fast. It used to be okay when you'd say, you know, we'll return your call within 24 hours. That doesn't go these days with Twitter and Facebook and, you know, social media. People want a response right now, and they want you to
Can I just tell you, I ordered Christmas cards because, you know, I order 500.
Right.
I ordered them on Friday, and the place was closed on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. Unacceptable.
Closed on Black Friday?
Yeah. Like
a Christmas card.
No,
that's not right.
800 number to talk to, nothing. And it irritated the hell out of me.
So did you take your business elsewhere?
I didn't because they have the cards
well,
I want this
the
year.
Problem.
We'll see. Well,
you
that's
need to
an
take
important
your business
lesson,
elsewhere.
Too. And third, use customers' ideas. Companies such as Threadless have thrived by putting customers at the center of their business and letting them design their T-shirts. So keep an open channel for customer ideas. Again, you could do that through social media. And those are three of the ideas, and we'll put the rest of the ideas up on our website.
All right. Joe?
Yeah?
You got some advice this morning?
I do.
Wake up.
Every morning. You're adorable.
You are going to tell us how to get your landing page to get more sales.
Yeah, so now a landing page is different than like your website. It's a special page that you create through a marketing program or promotion. Sometimes people are using those QR codes. You take a picture and take it to that landing page. But just because it's built and it's there doesn't mean people are going to do anything. So there's some tips. It's an article, an entrepreneur. We'll give you a few of them. We'll post the whole thing online. First thing they say is that this is an art form, you know, when you have these landing page. So when consumers go there or your customers go there, they got to know why they're there. What are they doing there? What's special about this page that's different from the regular website? So, you know, make it different, make it look unique, and also let the user know why they're there. Match the message to the promise. So if you have a survey there and you say, we're going to give you an imprinted pen with your name on it for filling out the survey, you have to fulfill that order. You just can't do that as an incentive and not follow up with it. So follow up, do it in a timely manner. And this not only for distributors and suppliers, but also for their companies too, clients, that if you're working on something like this with your clients, make sure that they're going to have the products that they're promising. Another thing is to avoid too much information. You don't want to overload it with too many things. Be succinct and have a point there. Again, why are people there? What are they doing there? And keep your headline benefit driven. Again, Kathy, we're sending you this website because we're going to offer you 25% off on your next purchase or your new car or whatever it is. So make sure there's a benefit for them going there. Okay, because otherwise they're not there. They're going to stop using the QR codes. So they're going to stop going to this landing page. They're not going to care. There's a few more tips, but we'll post it all online.
All right, we have just enough time for Michelle's favorite segment of the show where editors talk about their favorite product of the week. Kathy, what do you have?
My favorite product this week is custom eco-friendly luxury soaps. They're made in Vermont. You can carve them with any kind of message that you want, with holiday sentiments, or even they have for sororities and fraternities with the Greek letters in them. Mm-hmm. They're 100% vegetable-based, triple milled, and they are available from Carved Solutions, ASI 43809. They'd make great holiday gifts, too.
All right. Andy, what's your favorite product?
My product is not 100% vegetable-based, unlike Kathy's.
But Andy is.
Yeah, no. Not that either. All right. It has been so beautiful here in the Northeast for the last few days.
It has.
Like 70 degrees and sunny that I went with a summer product. So these are wraparound sunglasses with imprint visible on the outside that, you know, not the wearer could see, but everybody else in the world can see. So very cool, unique product. Comes from Camo Vision of Georgia, which is ASI 43658.
All right, Michelle, what do you have?
Mine is from Minya, ASI 71370, and they are flat bottom ornaments that sit on your desk, and they hold notes and things like that. So they're very festive for Christmas.
That's cool. Cute. Joe Haley, wrap us up here.
All right, we got a hot cold pack. There's a gel inside there. It can be frozen. It could be warmed up in a microwave. On the back, it has a cloth backing. So Kathy's giving me a headache. I can just put it right on my head and off the wrap it in a towel. Great for the winter when people will be shoveling snow and doing a lot of heavy lifting. So if anyone wants to target those people, active people, also great though for snow removal companies that want to say, you know, rest your old tire bones and let us clear the snow for you. This is available from IDM Enterprises. They're ASI 62097.
All right. You can check out all these products online at asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today. Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. And thanks to everyone for listening. Tune in next week when we're going to learn about tattoos and other corporate no-nos. Thanks to Captain Killjoy. Have a great week.